I do like that track, Kimberley Moon by James Blundell. Now, Pallet member from Adelaide, Carolyn Jasinski, has been in Derby and experienced the phenomena that David Attenborough calls a natural wonder of the world, which is the horizontal waterfall. Water rushes in and out of a narrow gorge opening up at the Kimberley, and on certain tides, spring tides actually, it can cause a 5-metre-high waterfall in the water. Anyway, we'll let Carolyn explain the fabulous experience, which involved a seaplane and a high-powered propeller-driven boat able to push through the amazing tidal whirlpools.
There we go. Just checking the levels for Graham. So, this is Carolyn Jasinski. I'm still footloose in the top north of the country. We've made it as far as the Kimberleys, and we are so excited. Today we've been on one of the most amazing tours that we've done. I have to be completely honest and say, when we first heard about the tour and then saw the price, we went, oh my God, it's, yeah, probably not for us. But since that time, we've met about a dozen people at least, and Keisha, you can vouch for this.
Yes.
The price is about $800 a day for the day tour.
That's right.
And for the night tour, we're staying overnight, and it's closer to $975.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
So in the scheme of things, it sounds extremely expensive. But I have to tell you, I'm sitting out in the middle of the water on an absolutely beautiful houseboat. I've had a seaplane adventure to get out here. We've had sunset drinks, we've had nibbles and stuff on deck. It's been absolutely gorgeous. We've done the most amazing jet boat ride over the horizontal falls. Now, the falls are the actual highlight of the tour, but there is so much more to it. I'm just going to introduce you to Keisha.
Good evening.
Hi, Keisha. Keisha is the manager?
Yes, the operations, the base operations.
The base operations manager. And I have to tell you, she's got one hell of a job. I mean, it's an absolutely gorgeous office to have, but she is busy from about 5 o'clock in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night. And I've just snafu'd her here for another few minutes so that we can talk about it. Just introduce yourself, Keisha.
Good evening. My name is Keisha. I've been out here for quite some time now. So, yeah, seven years. Started off my first season as a hostess. Very, very, very different times then. We had one little houseboat that accommodated 8 people a night. One fast boat that had room for about 12 people until we got our bigger one. And 1 or 2 planes. So since that time, we now have 3 houseboats in operation where we are now. So we can accommodate about 44 people a night.
Very different. It's a stunning view. You arrive in a seaplane. So the tour goes a little bit like this. We've left out of Derby, which is far northwest of WA. And we're going into the western side of the Kimberleys?
Yes. So this is the far west
Kimberleys. The far west Kimberleys. So the seaplane ride is about a half an hour from Derby. And I managed to get a cockpit
seat
today. I was really lucky with young Nick as the pilot.
Oh, he's fabulous.
And he was telling me all sorts of things up the front. The reason you can't get into the Kimberleys is because there's a lot of the land is under military rule, and then there's a huge conservation park.
A lot of the waterways are unsurveyed. Because it's such a remote location, a lot of even the current charts that we run off now, haven't been surveyed in about 50 plus years.
Yeah.
So that is why any Navy vessels, anything like that, can only come as far as about Coolin Island, and that's because that's the last of the surveyed waters.
Right.
So there's a lot of navigational hazards being because of the massive tides we have here.
Yep.
Meaning islands can be exposed 1 minute and completely underwater the next.
Yeah. Yep. We actually had a high tide in Derby yesterday. It was 11.5 metres.
Yes,
so this is
that's
the
right.
This is the highest tides in the country.
Yeah,
11.5 metres.
Second in the world.
Quite unbelievable.
Yes,
yeah, so. It's amazing. So you can get a feel for the remoteness out here, and then you can understand very easily why the tours cost what they do. And it's when you get out here that the cost doesn't mean two hoots, because it's absolutely beautiful. But again, your seaplane gets you out here. You hop onto this gorgeous houseboat. Doesn't do it justice. It's a beautiful base from which the jet boats ride. And then you all hop into a jet boat. You take a ride out to the horizontal falls. Now, I didn't know what this meant, but when you get out there, you can see what is a narrow opening, two openings actually. One's wider than the other, but it's where the tide drops. And as the tide comes in, the water's actually flowing horizontally, causing a huge waterfall.
Yeah, that's right. So with that inland sea through what we call the narrow gap, during the tides, with that inland sea, it either can't drain enough as quickly as the ocean side,
right,
and vice versa. So it cannot fill up as quickly as the ocean side, either on an incoming tide. So you'll only truly stop at your changeover tide, so every 6 hours, for not very long at all, for about 45 minutes.
Yeah,
and that's where those water levels will meet up, and then either. Yeah,
and then they start flowing the other way.
That's correct, yeah.
So you've always got this horizontal fall. It just it changes the way it falls, which side, whether the tide's coming in or going out. We went through there today, and you go through two or three times, and you can only get through if it's about a metre drop.
Yes,
anything
that's
more
right.
than a metre, it's too dangerous. You can butt up against it and have a look at it, which was what we're doing again in the morning.
So if you can imagine trying to physically get a boat to be able to go up a waterfall, so after about a meter, it becomes difficult, if not impossible.
Yeah,
so that's why all of our boats, we have around 1400 horsepower on the back of them to
very
be able
very
to,
impressive
to be able to do that.
Yeah, we were looking today, and one of the boats has 400-300 horsepower.
Yes.
Motors.
Oh, yes. Sorry. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought they were 350s, but they are. They're 300.
They're huge, and they purr when you're riding along in them until they put the throttle down.
And both of our skippers are Christian. He's been driving here for 8 years, and Brian, the blonde, curly-haired lad. He's been here for 6. So collectively we've been here nearly 30 years. So
that's amazing.
Just the three of us.
So for anybody listening, as I said, it's just idyllic out here. It's late at night. Well, not late. It's about 8 o'clock at night now. There's not a breath of wind. It's just beautiful, warm weather. The water is just calm. There are a few sharks swimming around. We actually fed the we fed the sharks today and swam in the cage next to them.
They love their little barra bites, their little bag of...
Yeah, and that was a controlled situation when we were feeding them.
That's right.
But now we're sitting here and they're just kind of floating around. I guess they're hoping for more tidbits.
Yes.
But we're all very well protected. It's just fascinating to see these guys. And you tell me that there's crocs here. You can't swim off the side of the houseboat.
Definitely cannot swim over the side.
Only in the safe swimming
pool. Tiger sharks, crocodiles. And that's one of the most tormenting parts of the job, is that you're in this turquoise coloured water. And it's completely flat and still most of the time, and you
can't jump in. No.
So if you want to get into a bit of the salt water, you can only get to about chest deep in our shark cages.
In the little in the shark cage. But that's another stunning part of the tour, where you're being told all about the sharks and what they do and how, and they're even named after some of the characters
on board. We do have names for them. So, once again, being here many years, we do become very familiar with a lot of the marine life.
Yeah.
Just like you and I, we have our home and our territory and where we like to hang around most, and just like the sharks. So, you know, as much as they're wild and they come and go however they please, they do tend to keep their own territory and regional and things like that.
Yeah.
So we do recognise quite a lot of the sharks and the other marine life fish, the batfish and things through their distinctive markings, size, different features that they have.
So the sharks are the tawny nurse?
That's right.
Sharks?
Tawny
That's
nurse
right.
shark, yeah.
They're very, very funny looking sharks. They suck their
yes,
food
they
in.
Inhale.
It's like a vacuum. It's fascinating to watch.
Yes, very unique shaped
They're quite,
mouth.
Quite harmless, but they can bite.
Yes.
They can take...
They are sharks, so
yeah.
you do need to treat them with respect.
With respect, that's right. So we've done our shark cage. We've been for our ride in the jet boats and numerous times over the wide and the narrow falls. We've come back, had beautiful sunset drinks on the deck. We've had a stunning dinner, barramundi and salad.
Kimberley Court as well.
Kimberley Court
yes.
barramundi.
So...
Absolutely.
The best barramundi you'll get unless you catch it yourself.
And the rest of the crew is now, and the passengers are now sitting up on deck parting. We've snaffled a little quiet spot.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning we're up at 5.
Well, breakfast is served at around 6 o'clock.
6, so we get bacon and eggs for breakfast.
That's right.
And
continental breakfast also. Yep, coffee, tea, all the beverages you'd want.
And by the time we're sitting down to breakfast, the poor crew have fired up for another full day of logistics. So we've got planes coming in from Broome and from Derby. We've got we'll be heading out onto helicopter flights and more jet boating over the horizontal falls. And then when we're ready to leave, the next load of day trippers
That's
comes
right.
in.
That's right. Yes. So our planes very rarely get to spend any time on the water. They're always moving passengers, especially this time of the year.
Yeah.
Early season, end of season, it's much, much quieter. So for 6 weeks of the season, this is us at our peak.
This
so
is crazy season. This
yeah,
is $200,
down,
200
up.
People a day, is that right?
Yeah, around that.
Around
yeah.
that. The season starts from March.
That's right.
Goes till November.
Correct.
And it starts off quite quiet, but the weather's
yeah.
still really hot.
10 to 20 people a day.
Yeah.
And you'll slowly build up, of course, as more people come to town.
That's right.
So
now, you've been here for how many years did you say?
Seven.
7 years.
Seven,
so
right.
7 years of coming back for 8 months
That's right.
at a time.
And I always say any job where you wear sunglasses and shoes optional is a good career choice.
That's a very good point. No shoes on the deck. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. It's very liberating.
Yes.
It's such a lovely feeling. I'm so glad.
And no phones.
No internet.
No radio.
No TV. No anything out here.
One of the few places left in the world where you can be completely untouched and relaxed.
It's fantastic. I have to say that it's probably one of the best things we've ever done.
Oh, fabulous.
And that goes from the time when we heard about the tour and then all those people that said, oh, you've got to do it, you've
yeah.
got to do it. And then you get to the point where you say, well, I really have to do it because
yeah.
otherwise I'm going to feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah, well,
and
right.
regret's terrible.
Yes.
It is
yes.
a remote place to get to. Yeah. So if you're up here, if you head to the Kimberleys, please make sure you give this one a crack.
That was our reporter Carolyn Jasinski at the famous horizontal waterfall on the Kimberley Coast. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on J Air 87.8 FM.